Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
If you want to grow and evolve, you think you want a few more squares in your chart? You want some more squares in your chart, D?
I don't want no more squares in my chart. I got a lot. I'm good.
Why can't
things be a little bit easier? Shit.
It's been proven that squares kind of like people with squares are still successful. You know, like you can still find success even when
it's hard though. Tired of hard.
But actually, the your most successful people are the people with squares in the chart.
Yeah.
Because getting there is not fun, dude.
Of course. It's just it's a lot of challenges that you have to get through. But
a lot of challenges.
Yes. You're basically like Frogger jumping the fucking.
TikToks that are like, universe, I'm done with all the challenges. Like, calm down. I don't want no more challenges.
Yeah. Any last words on the square?
Oh, I will say. So for the sun, moon, square people, which, you know, you'll probably send a message to Paul after you hear this podcast, is I read this a really long time ago, and I've actually applied it.
You the one making a statement. They could hit your email up too.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you can hit me up too. From experience, from doing like birth charts and just from like experience. So the sun, moon, squares usually tends to be when you have it in a natal chart, when right before your birth, when your parents had you, there was a conflict with your parents.
Yes.
Your parents had a conflict and your birth, you know, basically manifested with a sun, moon, square, meaning that there was a part of your parents that didn't know how to raise you or have you or, you know, bring you into this world. There was a conflict with that. Mm. And so they birthed an individual with a sun, moon, square.
Mm-hmm. Their parents might be divorced.
Yes, either they could have been separated right before you were born, or maybe like, you know, they fought a lot before you were born, or and this tends to happen with natives that are born with sun, moon, square. Mm-hmm. The parents don't know how, like there's something there that is conflicting in both of their personalities, and then they're
just not on the same page like at all, like throughout your life, and like they stay together for the kids type of vibes, and then yes, when the kids move out they split.
Yes, exactly. So go look to see if you have a sun, moon, square, and look back at your parents' dynamic.
Yeah.
So are you saying if for the people whose parents got divorced, if you look in your chart and you got a square of a sun and moon, it wasn't your fault. You ain't do nothing.
It's not your fault.
Stop blaming yourself for your parents.
It's not because they don't love you.
It could be indicative of that. Yeah.
It's not your fault. It's them.
Stop blaming yourself.
There's a conflict in the way that your mom and dad or whatever your two parents, your two caregivers, you know, like how they think or how they feel or how
they
act. Yeah, the way they parent. It's usually about the way that they parent. And this usually has to do because right before you're going to have a kid, having a kid is a pretty big decision, right?
Yeah.
But not everyone
thinking about all that.
Exactly. And not everyone realizes how important it is to know your partner's parenting style before you give birth to the kid.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even a dollar helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.